Hi, what are you doing here? The blue-eyed guy asked. He genuinely looked confused seeing someone inside the gazebo. It took me a few seconds to gather my thoughts and come up with a solid reply. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to intrude. It was just that I wanted a quiet place to read. I then motioned to show him my phone. I had every intention of leaving, but for some reason, I stood frozen in my spot. Oh, I think I am the one intruding. I just want to know why you are here instead of the party inside. This time, he said it with a smiling face. I didn't know why, but he looked like he was assessing every move I made. Well, my friend went and ditched me with her boyfriend, and I wanted a quiet place so I could read until she'd be ready to go home. I'll be on my way now, then, I answered, finally having the guts to move. He smiled wider, like he found my answer and the gestures amusing. He then blocked the way out and stared at me intently. I looked at him. He was wearing a black button-down shirt, jeans, sneakers, and had messy hair. I could truly say goodbye to my dear Mr. Darcy. I was finally admitting that I was not the right Elizabeth for him. You don't need to leave. I know the feeling. My cousin ditched me to hang out with his girlfriend as well, and the crowd was getting too wild for my taste. I just wanted to get away. You won't mind me hanging around here, would you? I promise to be really quiet while you read. He even raised his right hand up, making the promise gesture. I laughed at this, and we sat beside each other, leaving enough space as we were not yet familiar with each other. Anyway, my name is Andrew, but you can call me Drew, he said, extending his hand for me to take. Elizabeth, but everyone calls me Lizzie, I said while shaking his hand. He took a good look at me and smiled again. You're the girl from the library, right? The one who had so many books? He asked, and I nodded. What he said next was quite funny. You look better in contacts. I laughed when he said this. I chose to wear my glasses because I didn't really like to be noticed that much. It was all about embracing the nerd part of me rather than the girly one. Yes, I admit I am weird, I thought. Thanks, I guess, I said, still finding this whole conversation amusing. When Rissa first saw my glasses, she was shocked, but after a while she simply shrugged it off and accepted that I was different from her other friends. In reality, this was why we were friends in the first place. We love our differences. My mom would love for me to wear contact lenses all the time. She even brought up LASIK surgery so I wouldn't wear glasses anymore. But wearing glasses had always been my dream. So I told her we should just save the money for other things, like books. You should take it as a compliment. You're really pretty when you don't wear your glasses. I'm not saying you're not pretty with them on, because you totally are. Especially the way you're dressed right now, you're really pretty. And yeah, I'm blabbing. I am going to stop now, but before I do that, I'd say I'm way smoother than this. Usually.